Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. The International Congress of Maritime Museums recently concluded its 2011 biannual meeting in Washington, D.C. and Newport News, Virginia. The theme was Connecting with the Future, a choice implying a disconnect that must be addressed in some immediate, critical fashion. The keynote address was given by the president of the American Association of Museums, who spoke on the revision of accreditation standards and advocacy for sustainable funding in the U.S. Congress as two important priorities, although why he thought either would matter to the attending museum directors from 23 other nations remains unclear. What is clear, however, is that museums everywhere are facing a crisis of both identity and funding. Admissions are consistently down, and the few exceptions seem resultant from undiluted national subsidy or blockbuster scale simply not possible for everyone else. Philanthropy is down in the U.S. Government support and corporate sponsorship are down in Europe. Many building expansions have been postponed, layoffs recur in waves, and some, the South Street Seaport Museum in New York, for example, succumb to the weight of circumstance and are assumed by other stronger institutions, presumably better prepared for the future. Connecting to the future, what does it really mean? There was little abstract discussion at the meeting, few radical visions of what a future museum, maritime or otherwise, might look like. Would it be simply a leaner version of what has been? Or would it be completely transformed into a new virtuality where art and history are not reliant on the authenticity of artifact, place, or event, where collections need not be accumulated, conserved, curated, and interpreted, where the visitor becomes consumer or audience of one in the comfort of home, where little what has passed for intellect or civilization remains in a culture of undifferentiated information, entertainment, and indifference? It was depressing, like many things these days. Maritime history is steeped in discovery, tools to navigate by stars, by local knowledge amassed over time, by radar and advanced technology, or voyages of exploration where risk is overcome by curiosity and new places, new markets are revealed. Ships, shipyards, and ports have been the locus of invention, where burnt carved-out canoes, skin boats, planked hulls, steel hulls, driven by sail and steam, have evolved to Panamax container ships, massive tankers, and ocean liners as large as seaside resorts. Maritime history is the history of weather, of fishing, of deep ocean exploration and mineral extraction, of the globalization of trade, and the resultant demands of international governance. There is absolutely no disconnect between that history and the present, and there is no evidence that things will change in times to come. What then is missing? What seems to be missing is the simple realization of the continuity before our very eyes. It is as if the directors and curators have drawn an invisible line, a date before which their work is legitimate, but after which is somehow outside their purview, thus outside the context, indeed even the physical place called museum. To me, this blindness seems self-inflicted and evinces inflexibility of mind that inevitably converts to inflexibility of content. Why should maritime museums focus mostly on boats and technology? Why should they not focus more on mariners at sea and builders ashore, on seaborne immigrants, voluntary and involuntary, on fishwives as on fishermen, on the folk crafts, social customs, languages, songs, and popular culture that surrounds both the reality and the idea of the sea? At the Mariners Museum in Newport News, where half the conference was held, a vast new exhibit on the ironclad Monitor was not so interesting as a naval encounter or engineering achievement, but as the story of brother against brother, or the camaraderie among the engineers, archaeologists, and naval personnel involved in the modern-day recovery of the turret from the ocean floor. And even better was a side exhibit of all the associated ephemera, the image of the cheese box and the ship's improbable victory as it has found its way into our daily lives ashore. Maritime history, all history, is an infinite succession of such connections, not thing to thing, but person to person, story after story, over all time. Capture that spirit, museum people, and watch the turnstiles spin. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.